a place of record that in terms of the agreement we have was that we had those names in the, before the break. And after the break, we have an understanding that those names that were categorized as agreed, there's only one that there would not have been agreement. And therefore, that takes us to 14 names, leaving six slots. And that will then take us to a discussion. But before that discussion, I think the team has tried to do what was requested by the committee, the profiling.
Agreed.
So we'll now allow them to just do that so that it helps in the six slots on how we are looking at the names. Right. Can we then proceed in that way? Are you ready, Mr. Mbu? Okay. Proceed.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will start with the common names, the eight common names. Okay. All right. Okay, I'll start with number three. Number three is a male, African, of African descent. Sorry. Number three.
What are you doing? Explain again.
I'm
off the
Okay. Number three, which is Mr. Edmund Baloyi, is of African descent with expertise in legal, mostly. And number 16 is male, sorry.
African male.
Yes. Number 16 is African female. And that's Ketama. Ms. Yolisa Ketama. And she has a master's in ICT policy and regulation. Number 52, that is Miss Sandisiwe Mwemane, also female, black.
Excuse me, just number African female excuse. What the spellings we have to go and reserve, comrades, it's going to take us time. Because we have the list in front of us. You get what I mean? Like you did with number three. Just move on like that.
Okay. Number 52, African black female, has a master's in engineering management. I'm not sure what engineering management is, but number 58 is male Indian, also with a master's in ICT policy and regulation. ICT policy and regulation. Number 75 is a colored male, also ICT policy and regulation, but with a particular emphasis on spectrum management. Number 41 is an African male with business administration. Number 42 is African female with public policy. Number 73, sorry. After 41, which was African male, 42 is African female with public policy. Are we together, Mr. Mayor? Number 73 is African male and has law.
That's law.
Yes. Number 36 is African male, also public administration. Number 18 is African female and has a PhD in business administration. Number 54 is African female with economic policy. Number 19 is African male with development economics. Number 23 is white male, Caucasian male. 23. And he's got a PhD in information systems, but I know that he was a lecturer for the ICT policy and regulations, so he's been quite there for a while. Number 50 is black female, also with the ICT policy and regulations. Number 50, African. Yes, sorry. African. It's ICT policy and regulations. Female number 56. It's female black African. And with special. Sorry. My apologies, honorable members. I think the last one is number 50. Scrap number 56. Someone is trying to lobby on the side. Sorry.
No,
I think you will respond. Remember, we're balancing with what is already there.
Okay, according to what I know is that in terms of the broadcasting, we already have about 2 or 3 members in the current culture.
Chief, you're free to just leave.
You see, you need to compare with the existing ones.
Instead of balance.
Because we're balancing. Remember, when we go forward, we need 2 years.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, thanks, doctor.
Can we then agree to take a break in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Please. All right, let's get to the 6 and then come back.
Yeah.
We'll now move the property. Okay.
10 minutes.
No,
you were still explaining.
No, it's fine. And you said, you are not here. Yeah. Do it again. Do it again.
Yeah, do it. Just let's hear what you're going to say.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. What I was saying is that in the current council, we have a lot of emphasis on broadcasting policy. However, we are lacking skills on postal policy and telecommunications policy. Also, around issues of the competition and economy. That's subjective, but in the nutshell, that's the key one.
So, this comrade was supposed to say the following. The skills that are lacking is postal policy and consumer protection and spectrum management. No, I think he was talking about the current board. So if we are to add people, at the moment in the board, there's broadcasting emphasis and law. What is lacking in the board? 1, postal policy. 2, consumer protection. 3, spectrum management. That's what he was supposed to say. Thank you very much.
I'm sure you heard it. Can we break?
Yeah.
And look at it.
But what are we breaking about?
The thing.
No problem.
You can 14 honorable leaders. Come back to the meeting.
Yeah?
You ask for the profile of the 14 so that it informs the 6 slots that are left.
No problem.
Then you look at the gaps that are there. Then the
agree. Me, I'm ready to cover it.
Chair, I want to look at the skills that are lacking and then nominate accordingly. I don't think we can default. I don't know if the list that we previously had have those skills. But I think it's important that we have postal policy. Is it postal, competition, and consumer, right?
Spectrum.
Is spectrum there. Okay, okay, all right.
We'll not go beyond 10 minutes. Huh?
Agreed.
All right.
Yeah.
What is there you must see that? Hey, you think long. I'm the one who has the whole thing the whole thing. 52, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have asked me to call their names for you.
Yeah.
His name that I did.
So,
one
of
them. Yeah, I remember one.
We'll now recommend to the committee members outside.
I'm not a very good
I'm now going to another meeting. Okay. So with regards to the book,
I want you to be second one to avoid this.
Hey, I was telling you, I'm trying to get over.
I think
it was. Oh, I'm going to go to the other side.
Ah,
I'm
will be considering the report from the subcommittee. We welcome you, members, in particular Honorable Ombu, Honorable Ombu, who was not in the subcommittee meeting.
Yeah.
So that's why you are all welcome. We are not going to waste any time. The reports to be presented is a report from the subcommittee that was appointed by the committee, which must execute the mandate on the appointment of the councillors and report to the committee. The secretariat will then present the report, which also includes the names that want the committee to endorse, so that we comply also to the Act in terms of publication of those names and further screening to continue. That score. But the mandate of the committee has been carried through from where we are. So you are ready on the side. Who's coming first? Okay. Is it you or that? Okay. Yeah. Then present him for my. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon once again, members. As Chairperson had explained, the subcommittee met this morning to deliberate on the shortlisting of names of ICASA Council vacancies. And Chair, I will then now proceed to read a report of this committee in relation to those to the shortlisting, and the committee will then have to adopt the report. And then once the committee has adopted the report, the names of the shortlisted candidates will be published on the parliamentary papers, as well as will be shared with the members of the public. The CVs of the shortlisted candidates will be put up on the parliamentary website for public comments, and that will be done, Chair, until the 24th, which will be a day before we start with the interviews, and a report on the public comments will be tabled to the committee by the content advisor. Therefore, Chair, I will proceed to read the report. This is the interim report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of 5 vacancies in the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa Council, dated 11 February 2020. I almost wrote 1990, Chairperson, but it's 2020. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request from the Acting Speaker of the National Assembly to fill vacancies on the ICASA Council, reports as follows. A letter dated 6 August 2019 was received from the Minister of Communications informing the National Assembly of the existence of a vacancy in the Council of the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa as a result of the removal of Mr. Ruben Moshaluga as a councillor and chairperson of the council. and requesting the National Assembly to commence with the process of filling the vacancy in terms of Section 5 of the CASA Act. Another letter, honorable members, dated 7 August 2019, was received from the acting speaker of the National Assembly, informing the Minister of Communications and the Portfolio Committee that 5-6-4 vacancies will arise in April 2020 as a result of the end of term of the following councillors: Mr. Paris Mashile, Ms. Mutlenyana Mukhele, Mr. Peter Zimri, and Mr. Kiabetswe, and Dr. Kiabetswe Mutimoweng. And informing the Minister of Communications and the National that the National Assembly will commence with the process of identifying candidates to fill the 4 vacancies in terms of Section 5 of the Act. Hence, Chairperson, we are filling 5 vacancies. So the first vacancy is the one that was that became vacant as a result of the removal of Mr. Mohlaluga, plus the 4 that the members tend to come to an end. The committee considered the letters from the Minister and the Acting Speaker of the National Assembly on 3 December 2019 and resolved that the Secretariat should proceed with the process of advertising and calling for nominations of persons to fill the 5 vacancies. The advert chairperson was published in all 11 South African languages, 2 on national newspapers that were English and Afrikaans, 2 that for isiXhosa and isiZulu was published in the regional newspapers, which is isiXolweni, and the 7 other adverts went into community media newspapers for the other languages, Xitsonga, Tshivenda, Ndebele, isiZulu, isiSwati, and the others. On 11 February 2020, which is today, the committee met and unanimously recommended that the following 20 candidates be shortlisted for interviews. Here are the names: Ms. Mutlenyana Mukhele, Mr. Peter Zimri, Dr. Kiabetswe Mutimoweng, Mr. Edmund Baloyi, Ms. Yolisa Kedama, Mr. Ashraf Patel, Mr. Sipho Tsotetsi, Ms. Sandisiwe Ngemane, Ms. Zamokuhle Khanyile, Mr. Junior Khumalo, Dr. Charles Lewis, Mr. Zolani Matthews, Ms. Dikeledi Mushi, Ms. Nombucuko Nondumbana, Mr. Lebuhang Bupalamo, Mr. Kenilworth Chu, Ms. Amanda Tuba, Advocate Lutando Mkumatela, Mr. Paul Samashangwane, and Mr. Lindan Tetsa. Interviews per the subcommittee program will be conducted on 25, 26, and 27 February 2020 at Parliament. Chairperson, that is the report of the committee. Thank you very much.
Maybe without a waste of time, I'm going to allow you, Honorable Mulama, just for the completeness of the report. It shouldn't be like we just went to names. We agreed on the criteria. I would want that to be reflected in the report. Remember what you said about sitting councillors, and so that there's clarity on what informs the name. Okay? If that is agreed, then I can have Mabel Mubwa. Second. Honorable Mulala's hand was asked. Honorable Mutem.
I second Chair for the 20 names that has been presented in front of us.
So the report has been adopted. Let's go. That actually takes us to close of the meeting. Thank you.